forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 54. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, 86.
Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, 22 new projects have been announced across the state of Kansas in different rural communities after the Kansas Tourism Marketing Grant has released more than $117,000 across the state to try and boost tourism in local rural communities.
We know that when local communities are marketing their tourism assets, it helps us at the state level. And so it's really a win-win situation for both the state and the local communities.
That was Bridget Jobe, the Kansas Tourism Director on KWCH News, where different communities have received amounts of money to try and boost local businesses, including the city of Great Bend, where they're receiving near $3,000 in grant money, where they say part of that will be boosting the banners in the area, letting people know about what the community has to offer.
Wanted something a little bit extra to capture the attention of those people that might not go over to that brochure rack. Really encouraging anyone to shop, stay, play, eat, grow, and explore Great Bend.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
The Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas has reached an agreement after accusations were made of trying to reduce the number of black student athletes at the school. Cake News reports that in a statement from the department, they say that the agreement requires Highland Community College to make its disciplinary proceedings fairer, saying, quote, our student body is the most important part of Highland Community College's experience and says there's always room for improvement at the school. The agreement comes after an investigation on the department from complaints that black students were targeted for searches and discipline more severely than their white peers, resulting in their unfair removal from campus housing or even expulsion from the school. Part of the investigation included a coach's lawsuit, which was settled this year, alleging that the school intimidated black student athletes into leaving and told coaches not to recruit African-American students. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, they also say that Highland had expelled black students for minor or bogus infractions, quote-unquote, and subjected them to arbitrary searches, surveillance, and harassment on campus. But American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says that he is currently accepting applications for those wishing to apply to become the state treasurer for the state of Nebraska. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the current state treasurer, John Moranti, had submitted his resignation letter, saying that his last day as treasurer is September 18th, as he said he is leaving the position to become the new director for the Nebraska Public Employees Retirement Systems. According to the governor, he said he would like to fill the position as quickly as possible, with a deadline to apply to become the state treasurer coming up on Wednesday, September 6th at 5 p.m. They say if you would like to submit an application, you can send it to the governor's website, or you can submit it by mailing it to the office of the governor at P.O. Box 94848 in Lincoln, Nebraska, 68509. The new appointee that would be from the governor would finish out the remainder of the elected term for Moranti, whose term is set to go through 2026. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Representative Lisa Mosher updated her inquiry with the Department of Transportation regarding the U.S. 36 K-99 junction at the Beatty Corner, reporting this week that engineering staff has conducted analysis of the types of crashes occurring and indicated these would not have been mitigated by installation of rumble strips. They are reportedly looking to identify some short-term solutions as well as a possible longer-term solution on the corridor. Moser has requested more information as to these options. Kansas State Board of Education has been jointly petitioned by three school districts initiating formal mediation as to district boundaries involving Prairie Hills USD 113 following closure of the Wetmore Academic Center last year. USD 380 Vermilion, USD 115 Nemaha Central, and USD 335 Jackson Heights contend that some of 125 students from Wetmore, a majority have requested transfer to adjacent districts or homeschooled. Jackson Heights has taken some 100 of those, adding bus routes and staff to accommodate, and will not currently receive any additional state aid. Negotiations were undertaken in April as to mutual land transfers. Prairie Hills contends they have adequate space and staff at other district facilities to include the affected students. They further noted population declines in rural areas and consider due diligence with regard to providing financial oversight in educating those within their district. A hearing scheduled Tuesday in Gage County District Court was rescheduled for October 3rd on a petition by the Gage County Sheriff's Office to dispose of horses seized during a recent investigation involving vet clinics in Beatrice and Pickerel. They've proposed offering the animals at public auction after seizure due to malnourishment and neglect. 38-year-old Jennifer Gleishman faces 37 counts of animal neglect following a search warrant executed August 9th, with two of 38 horses found dead. Another two died after transfer to a facility in Crete where they remain under care. Glazeman requested the continuance in order to provide more time to exchange information. Seneca police are reaching out for public assistance, identifying parties involved with recent vandalism of bathroom and other public facilities in the community. Locations and specifics were not released, with a social media post that noted if such actions continue, bathroom facilities may have to be closed. Anyone with information regarding the incidents is asked to contact authorities. See Kansas is on exhibit through the month of September at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The exhibit features artwork by artists from across the state spotlighting favorite Kansas sites. The exhibit opens this Thursday. Nine pieces of art make up the See Kansas exhibition. Channeling National Parks posters of the 1930s and 40s, nine Kansas artists re-envisioned some of the state's most iconic outdoor spaces, mimicking a style that started in 1935 by artists employed by the Federal Arts Project through the Works Progress Administration. The project's goal was to promote America's national parks and areas of natural beauty using a distinctive style. The Art Center is open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 until 6, and will be open extended hours this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6 in conjunction with the Pony Express Gravel Dash, which will also include a variety of vintage bicycles this weekend at the Arts Center in Marysville. Teresa Burton Kuckelman, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. from the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church, with a visitation from 6 until 7 p.m. Anders Feifley Funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Teresa Burton Kuckelman. Virgil J. Dieters, age 83, of Baileyville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Virgil Dieters. Ralph Hagenmeyer, age 78, of Randolph, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Anders Feifley Funeral Home of Riley in charge for Ralph Hagenmeyer.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Feifley Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Feifley Funeral Home.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit hazy today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Haze continues overnight tonight, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. More haze may linger early Thursday morning, then sunny and a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. Then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms into Thursday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Some rain may linger throughout Friday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. More sunshine Saturday with highs in the mid 80s and mid 90s. Then another slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cooling down as we head into Sunday, more scattered showers and thunderstorms mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then more rain Sunday night with lows in the 50s and 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 105. The average low 61 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening 7:52 with sunrise in the morning at 7 a.m.
Sunrise and sunset are often more colorful as we approach autumn. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 6th, the 249th day of the year. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy has a birthday. The days are growing noticeably shorter, and you may also notice more colorful sunsets as fall approaches. It's all a result of more crisp, cleaner air moving south from Canada. The hazy air of summertime tends to scatter light and reduces the intensity of colors seen at twilight. But as drier air circulates in, only the shorter wavelength colors, that's the blue end of the spectrum, are scattered, leaving the brilliant red and orange hues to shine through. It's also why we associate brilliant sunsets with a desert southwest. The air is typically cleaner and drier. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? You can ask it online at almanac.com.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-thru window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Endless Game Foundation has officially broken the record for the longest marathon baseball game in history, racking up 100 hours and 1 minute of nonstop action, beating the previous record of 83 hours and 13 minutes in Kansas City.
Slow and steady wins the race. That's the only way you get to the end. I mean, but the big thing is raising the money that we were after.
Like last night when we broke the record, just that feeling, everybody was out here, and it was just such a great community moment. And I think, you know, then having that plaque up there on the press box here, you know, people are going to see that and say, they really did that.
That audio from KSNC News as the five-day game ended on Monday this week, raising money for 7 different charities, including Operation Breakthrough, Children's Mercy Hospital, Gift of Life, Veterans Community Project, See You in the Major Leagues, along with the North Kansas City Animal Shelter. Each team had roughly 30 players rotated in shifts for the 5 days, along with 50 different scorekeepers and 75 umpires.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
Week number one of high school football is in the books. Week number two is getting underway this week as well, with some big games that happened last week to open the season, even with the ongoing extreme heat across the state of Kansas. So many teams not having the best amount of practice going into the season. Looking at some of the scores in your 6A division across the state of Kansas, we saw Gardner-Edgerton win over Shawnee Mission East on Friday last week, 42-7, with Lawrence Free State winning over Olathe West. It was a dominant victory for Wichita Northwest over Bishop Carroll as they won at home 58-7 on Friday last week. Blue Valley Southwest ended up winning over Blue Valley 33-19, and Manhattan dominating Derby 33-19. It was a one-point victory for Wichita Heights as they were at home taking on Garden City and winning 20-19. Goddard ended up dominating over Haysville Campus 46-8. In your 5A division, Dodge City won over Wichita West on Friday last week 13-8, with a low-scoring game with Goddard Eisenhower and Hutchinson, with Goddard Eisenhower winning 7-3. Good American Network Sports.
Wild
Wildcat fans, the annual Socktoberfest is back when K-State Soccer hosts Cincinnati September 14th. Order your $30 Socktoberfest ticket package now. Packages include a K-State beer stein, pre-match beer and food tastings, and a ticket to the Cincinnati match. Purchase today at kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
The time to buy bulbs, corms, and rhizomes at the garden center is not always the most convenient or best time to plant them in the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shop early for the best selection and quality bulbs. Then store them in a cool location until it's time to plant. Place bulbs in a perforated, not closed plastic or paper bag. You can store them in a cool location at 60 to 65 degrees or in the refrigerator. Just keep the bulbs away from ripening fruit and vegetables that give off ethylene gas that can hinder flowering. And since some bulbs are poisonous, be sure to clearly label them so no one accidentally eats one. Pack rhizomes, tuberous roots, and tubers in peat moss, vermiculite, or perlite since they dry out faster than bulbs and corms. Store these, packing material and all, in a cool location as well. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
A name may say a lot about a person. In this case, there was a man's name within a man's name. It was his parents' way of instilling the qualities of someone they admired in their own son. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They help me see a lot of what I'd overlook. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In some cases, a name says a lot about a person. That was the case for Joseph John Gurney Cannon.
John Gurney was a radical reforming Quaker from England, also a banker. The Gurneys owned a bank in the rural parts of England in the 18th century that loaned money to the Quaker sheep farmers.
When Joe was born in 1836, his father had just escorted John Gurney around the home state of North Carolina, and he was so impressed with the man who shared their Quaker heritage that he put John Gurney's name within his son's name, Joseph Cannon.
His parents were deeply abolitionists. They were very worried about raising their four sons in a slave environment of North Carolina.
As Tim Smith in Danville, Illinois explains, the family moved to Indiana, where Joe grew up. He went to law school at the University of Cincinnati and then moved to Illinois to practice law and eventually became involved in politics.
Joe got on the ballot with Lincoln in 1860. He was very proud of the fact that the first time he ever ran for office, he was on the same ballot with Abraham Lincoln.
In that 1860 race, he lost for state's attorney, but won the office the next year and stayed in that position until 1872, when he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives.
He was raised a Quaker, but he pretty much abandoned the actual practice of the religion, but not the principles, when he married a Methodist woman.
Joe was at the beginning of a political career that would see him become one of the biggest names in the nation. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Danville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tenth Annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville departs 7 a.m. Saturday, with riders arriving back midday. Supporters welcome downtown at 7th and Broadway. A fun ride is planned for kids 12 and under Saturday with 7:30 registration. Ride starts at 8:30 downtown. An adult must register the child, who will need to wear a helmet, with a limited number of free helmets to be given away, and prizes after the race, including a new bicycle. Also Saturday, St. Gregory Catholic School Half Marathon and 5K Fundraiser Run leaves downtown at 8 and 8:15. Welcome riders, runners, friends, and family to the Black Squirrel City. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. Your invitation from the Sunflower Community Credit Union, Bruce's Body Shop, and Pony Express Veterinary Clinic.
Those piles of tree branches, use them to build a raised bed garden called Hugel Culture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Throw some dirt on top of the wood for a plant paradise as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There's a huge pile of tree branches and sticks in my backyard. I'll bet I could make a really nice Hugel Culture bed. Paul Wheaton is a permaculture expert. He says Hugel Culture, which is German for hill culture, is nothing more than making raised beds filled with rotten wood. This technique provides more space for nutrients and water in the soil. And if you build it big enough, he says you can eliminate the need to irrigate.
A lot of times when you grow, say, raspberries, if you end up having to water it a lot to keep the raspberries alive, then the raspberry flavor is diminished. It's kind of watery flavored, whereas the raspberry plant finds water in the rotted wood from last winter, which is rich in nutrients, which then in turn makes it so that the raspberry flavor is very rich.
You can use just about any kind of wood except black locust, cedar, and black walnut, which is toxic to most plants. Wheaton says building methods can vary, but creating a Hugel Culture bed is simply piling soil over the wood.
Since a lot of people don't have a lot of extra soil around, they might dig down a little bit to get the soil, put the wood down, and then put the soil back on top of that. The first time I ever built Hugel Culture beds, I was on 80 acres, and I had a tractor with a bucket on the front. And so then I kind of was shaping the land at the same time as taking the topsoil I scraped off in one spot and would dump it onto the Hugel Culture.
Wheaton says as soon as you're done building the Hugel Culture, you can plant fruits and vegetables. And as time goes by, the wood decomposes and shrinks, and the soil becomes rich in organic material. Learn more about building a hugel culture bed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
you're just starting out, growing a family, or close to retirement, it's important to connect your financial decisions with the things that matter most to you, like your faith. You can approach this by aligning your money choices with your personal beliefs and values. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, one way I've been able to fuse my finances with my faith is to make sure my short and long-term goals are aligned with my values. From there, I try to use money as the tool to help me reach those goals. Of course, sticking to a financial strategy isn't always easy, but when you see the deeper connection for how your resources are a way to live out your faith, you'll be inspired to stick to your goals. Another great way to fuse your beliefs with how you spend your money is to incorporate generosity into your strategy. To put your faith into action, consider giving financially or volunteering at your church or a local charity. Ultimately, you'll find when you use money as a tool to live out your faith, you'll live with more purpose and meaning.
St. John's Catholic Church Hanover Annual Bazaar will be Sunday, September 10th. Country Store opens at 4 p.m. with baked goods, garden produce, canned foods, and etc. The meal serves 4 until 7:30 in the air-conditioned school gymnasium with grilled chicken, barbecue meatballs, and smoked pork loin. Free will donation, carryout, and deliveries available in Hanover. Bingo starts at 5 with cash prizes. The annual church bazaar at St. John's Catholic Church Hanover Sunday, September 10th.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
More today on the USDA discrimination claims process on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Yesterday, I told you about the application window for filing a lending discrimination claim against the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Today, attorney Stephen Carpenter of the Farmers Legal Action Group weighs in.
This is not a big trial. Nobody's asking you for incredibly detailed legal documents of the property and whatnot. If you just tell your story, tell what you know, tell how you believe you were treated unfairly, and if you can, if you know that other people were treated better, explain that.
Carpenter says claimants will need to do some homework.
What a court would call your burden of proof. And what the lawyers would call this burden right now is substantial evidence. And substantial evidence means that a reasonable person could believe the discrimination took place.
Carpenter says not everyone who applies will get approved.
I think it's not perfect. I think what's about to happen is that thousands of people are going to tell their story and they will receive financial assistance.
The application deadline is October 31st. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, September the 6th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The EPA tweaked its WOTUS rule to fit a Supreme Court decision earlier this year. Mary Thomas Hart, chief counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the move comes out of the Sackett versus EPA court case.
that required EPA to take the Biden administration's WOTUS definition back to the drawing board. You heard from EPA a couple months ago that they were planning some quote-unquote surgical adjustments to the rule, and that's exactly what we got. Although those adjustments were surgical, I think that they were quite impactful. So we saw the redlining of any reference to the significant nexus test. That change that we saw significantly narrows the number of features that are subject to federal Clean Water Act jurisdiction, and I think provides a lot of additional clarity for farmers, ranchers, and landowners across the country.
Many of America's top ag groups came out against the changes. Hart says while there's still work to do, it's important to acknowledge there was progress.
There are still a lot of terms that are left to be defined, right? We need EPA to define continuous surface connection. We need them to define relative permanence. We need to figure out how EPA is going to qualify what is an interstate water. Those are three big things that really stand out to me, but I think it's important to acknowledge the progress that we've made in the last few months. Coming off of the Sackett decision. For farmers and ranchers today, if you have an isolated feature, if you have an ephemeral feature on your property, you should be able to effectively manage those features without worrying about EPA showing up and saying that you violated the Clean Water Act.
She says NCBA will be watching how EPA decides to answer those three questions.
When I talk about those terms that need to be defined, we're going to be watching EPA really closely.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at farm-friendly prices. As an added bonus, Abilene Machine is offering their Husker Harvest Days discount early. Through September 15th, call 1-800-255-0337 and provide code HHD2023 for free ground shipping or 10% off parts for your tractor, combine, corn head, and more.
Some exclusions apply.
That's 800-255-0337 for 10% off or free ground shipping. Or shop online at AbileneMachine.com.
Want to get Kansas State Fairified and save up to 50% on tickets? Check out Kansas State Fair Ticket Packs. Treat your sweetheart to date night with our Couples Pack. Invite the family to eat, ride, and play with our Family Pack. And get 10 gate admission scans for $50 with our Season Pass. These packages always sell out before the fair, so buyers today at KansasStateFair.com. Get Fairified September 8th through 17th in Hutchinson.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Silage piles laid out in a horizontal silo can get really tall and really dangerous. Stay tuned for safety tips on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Horizontal silos are a storage system where silage is packed in long piles and can reach heights of 20 to 40 feet. Some have construction-grade materials for sides, some are cut into the earth, and some are simply dumped on the ground or a hard surface without walls. All of them pose safety risks if you're not careful in creating and removing silage from the piles. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska.
He says tractors used for packing silage should have rollover protective structures, or ROPs. The build and slope of the material matters, too.
So using the right equipment on the piles, tractors that do have rollover protection, when we're using trucks on them and that sort of thing, making sure we're going straight up and down. But they recommend 1 to 3 slope. So for every 3 foot of run, you have 1 foot of rise as we're loading them and packing them in that progression as we come forward.
Undercutting happens when the silage pile is too tall for equipment to load material from the top. As silage is continually removed from the bottom, it creates an overhang that could collapse, burying people and equipment.
The general recommendation is staying 3 times the height of the pile away from the face of it, which can be a pretty far distance, especially if we have a pretty tall pile. So not going on foot that close to it, making sure you're always inside a machine that you could back out of the situation if it did collapse, and using the appropriate machinery, something that can reach the top of the pile.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about horizontal silo safety at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's what we're looking at this hour with the markets. September corn right now, 472.5. That's up 1.5. December corn, 485.25. That's down 3/4 currently. Kansas City wheat for September, 744.25. That's up 23. December Kansas City wheat, 745.75. And that's up 21.25. Oats for December, 494. That's up 6.5. March oats at 504.25. That's up 6.25. Taking a look at soybeans for September, 1364.75. That's up 15.75. November soybeans, 1372.5. And that's up 7.5. Looking at cotton for October, $86 right now. That's down $2. December cotton at 86.81, that's down $1.95. Live cattle for October, 182.82, that's up $2.87.5. Live cattle for December, 186.60, that's up $2.45. Feeder cattle for September, 253.27.5, and that's up $1.90. October feeders at 256.62.5, and that's up $2.32.5. Crude oil for October, 87.74. That's up $1.07. Crude oil for November, $87. That's up 99 cents. Gold for October, 1926.20. That's down $8.10. December gold, 1944.70. That's down $7.90. Silver for September, $23.20. That's down 35 cents currently. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 274, S&P down 44, NASDAQ down 182.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustiac Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
We're delivering trucks through our Labor Day sales event. F-150 is America's number one selling truck for 46 years. We have a great selection, and we're making it easy for you to drive yours home today.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Buy your new F-150 from Rusty Eck Ford and get total savings up to $10,000 off MSRP. Yeah, America's number one selling truck just got even better with savings up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah. Can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2023 F-150 XLT Super Cruise, 23T466, 63325, 7250 discount, 2750 rebates. Plus trade 95 renew your auto. Offers cannot be combined. Plus finance with Ford credit.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Walking out to livestock pens and seeing a dead animal can be devastating for many producers, especially when the cause of death is unknown. K-State Associate Professor in Veterinary Medicine Brian Lubers reviews what steps should be taken in these scenarios. He stresses that having a plan together for these cases is pertinent.
Really, the first thing is that animal provides us the opportunity to get some information. So what was the cause of that mortality? Was it an infectious disease where now I'm worried about other members of my herd? Is it kind of a one-off thing? You know, what exactly happened? And so the first part of that plan is how to kind of do the necropsy. And I encourage people, you know, we often think that, well, we have to call the veterinarian out to come and do a necropsy. But it's also possible to train producers to do their own necropsies too. And really what we're trying to do with those is catch more information so the veterinarian's not available, especially in the summertime. If you can't get a veterinarian out very quickly, decomposition happens very. And so it becomes, if you can't get somebody out in a matter of hours or so. And what I always encourage people to do is take pictures before you move the animal so the veterinarian's able to kind of see what environment it died in. And then we can teach a very simple, basic necropsy that people can do in 20 minutes or so.
Lubers points out why doing a necropsy can be beneficial for future times.
Typically what happens is if we don't have the plan, we don't do the necropsy, we lose all that information. And then lo and behold, another one happens a couple weeks later. And the question always is, are they related? Are those two animal mortalities related? And if we've already started that process, we're gathering information from day one, we're just that much further ahead of the curve.
There are many ways to dispose of deceased livestock. However, there are regulations and preferences that people need to follow when doing so.
And in Kansas, you know, we fall under regulations by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And they actually, their order of preference is to render first. So that's the first option, depending on how many animals you have. And then composting, landfill disposal, on-site burial, and then incineration is kind of the last option. And there's pluses and minuses to all of those, you know, cost, availability of like rendering may not even be an option if it's a really large number of animals, the impacts on the environment, all those things kind of, you just kind of balance all those out. But really at that point, you'd be working with them to figure out what would be the best option.
That was K-State's Brian Lubers with information people need to think through when putting together a plan for dead livestock that was under their care. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. Landall Company congratulates their team members for making their 60th year a record-breaking year with an incentive bonus of 15.67% of annual wage or 8.15 weeks of pay as a bonus. Proud of the work you do and the difference you make. Join the team today with great job opportunities available. Learn more online at landall.com/careers. EEO, Vets and Disabilities, welcome.
Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.